And today's last word in business is drunken treasure. Some wine connoisseurs say that wine recovered from shipwrecks has a unique taste, could be sheer age. But it might be something else about the aging process at the bottom of the ocean.
The ocean providing a sort of constant motion to the wine as it sits on the bottom. Pressure's different, lack of light, temperature.
Interesting. That's Jim Dyke of Mira Winery in Napa, California. He's conducting a little experiment. He just dropped four cases of his 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon into Charleston Harbor. In a few months, he'll pull them up and have them chemically tested and tasted to see how they compare to wine that's aged above ground.
If you're thinking this is just a wet publicity stunt, Joe Cherwinski agrees with you. He is managing editor at Wine Enthusiast magazine.
Because, you know, when you go fishing, you put your beer in the stream to keep it cold. And it's pretty green in terms of being energy efficient. You're not running generators to keep your above-ground cellar cool. So I think the idea is interesting and it has merit. I'm just not sold on the taste thing.
Okay, well, in Europe, they are sold on it. Some wineries have been aging their bottles in the ocean for some time now.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's wine's for me. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.